Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Creamer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, what's up? Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Big show on the way today, but I don't think any of that's going to matter because Justin Bieber has a new album out today, and the second that I saw that news drop yesterday, I'm like, well, the show's over. I mean, it doesn't really, nothing else is going to matter because that's all Jess is going to want to talk about.
I don't care about anything else. So nothing else matters. Not here. I'm not present.
And I walk in, the first thing Jess is doing is it's got like her ear to the phone listening to Justin Bieber.
I don't care about anything else. I don't. And like, we have to get more into this, into the top three, but like, Charlotte and I were talking about this. Like, I literally manifested this yesterday.
Oh, you manifested the album?
I called it yesterday.
She said it during the show. Do you remember?
And I was like,
she was like, we need a new Justin Bieber album.
Like, it's coming. And obviously, he's been working on it clearly. But, like, I literally talked about this happening yesterday.
So you're
And the fact that it, like, is here, I don't know. I don't even know how to feel. I literally don't even know how to feel.
Well, there's a lot of emotions, I'm sure, going into it. I woke up at... I'm not a huge Justin Bieber fan. I was a little... I always say there's this weird gap in my life where I missed pop culture because I was, like, too cool. I was, like, in college, you know, and like, Justin Bieber kind of fell into that category. I like Justin. He's fine, but I'm just... I don't have the same fandom that Charlotte and Jess, they fell into like the younger generation. But I woke up at 2:45 randomly this morning, so I was like, I'll listen to it. I think it's a good album. Have you listened to the whole thing yet?
Yes.
And?
I love it.
Love it?
Like, I literally love it.
Like, you think it's as good as all the other stuff?
I think it is. I think what I love the most is when artists explore and
it's definitely
they grow.
Different.
And, like, this makes so much sense for, like, where he's at. Like, his sound and everything like that. And it's like still him, but it's him where he needs to be right now.
Yeah.
And I love it when you can like hear that from an artist and like hear it in their piece of music and like what they're putting out. And it's just such a reflection of like where he's at.
So we'll talk about it a little bit more in the top three and play a clip for you. You haven't heard it yet, okay? Have you listened to it yet, Charlotte, or no?
No, I haven't. Oh, I just found out from Jess.
Not a real fan.
No, I don't know why you think I'm a, like, a stan like that.
I thought
like
you
that.
Were one. I thought yesterday you were freaking out about it.
No, did she likes JB, but she's not a stan.
No.
Yeah, I like him okay, but I also was, like, thinking I was too cool back then.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have, like...
You're like emo.
I was in my indie 1975 phase during that time.
I was honestly, you know what I was listening to? This is going to blow your mind. I was like hardcore rap. And I know nobody believes that, but I was like juvenile. I was like the hot boys and like nobody believes me.
I also like grew up with Justin Bieber. Like we're around the same age.
True.
So like it's not just as being a fan, but as he was like going through like terrible things publicly, I was going through terrible things not in the public, but like at the same time.
Right.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore County Summer Restaurant Week is officially here. It kicks off today. More than 40 restaurants all across Baltimore County are rolling out special menus, deals, prefix options so you can go out and still stay on a budget. You'll find everything from local favorites to new spots offering exclusive cocktails, dishes, and discounts. So if you've been wanting to try that one place you've always been driving by, now is a perfect time. It runs now through July 20th. And you can get that full list of restaurants, all the 40 participating restaurants right now on their website, BaltimoreCountyRestaurantWeek.com.
Number two.
It's 7-Eleven. Happy National 7-Eleven Day, which means free Slurpees. 7-Eleven is giving out free small Slurpees to celebrate today. Kind of a cool bonus. If you are a 7-Eleven Rewards member, you can actually get another free Slurpee anytime between tomorrow and July 31st. And fun fact, today also marks the 98th anniversary of 7-Eleven as a brand.
Is this the day when you can go and take whatever you want and fill it up with?
No.
Are they doing that anymore? Or did people get too crazy with that?
Everything I'm looking at, it's not in bold. It's free small Slurpee.
Do y'all remember that monstrosity? And people got so crazy they had to cancel it.
Is that different though? Is that free Slurpee day, or is that a different thing when people can bring in whatever they want?
I think it was called like Bring Your Own Cup Day.
I think it's separate. No,
I don't even know they still do it anymore. I think it was like a thing of the 2010s.
I mean, people were bringing like kiddie pools and like filling it up with Slurpee.
Y'all got too crazy with it, and then kiddie pools like just giant, and people were just getting so wild they had to can't. I don't think they do it anymore, but that was just.
But listen, Baltimore County Restaurant Week with discounts and a free Slurpee. It's a good weekend, y'all.
Number one.
Justin Bieber just dropped a new album. This is real. JB surprise released his long anticipated 7th album, Swag, last night. We have 21 songs. This is his first album since 2021 with Justice. Billboard's, as far as like the only tease, and we knew that it was coming, was literally yesterday afternoon because Billboard started going up in Iceland and LA and New York. He put up the track list in Times Square. So we have a few clips for you just so you can kind of get a vibe of what he's working with. This is his song, Daisies. The way you got me on in my head.
You already have all the lyrics, don't you? Jess already has every lyric.
This song came out three hours ago. It's so good.
That's really good.
Oh my God, literally. Okay.
It almost has like an
indie rock
garage.
So the vibe
band,
of the album. Yeah. So the vibe of the album is old school R&B JB, darker, a little messy, but raw and kind of indie rock, because do you guys know who McGee is?
Yeah.
So McGee is one of my favorite artists ever. So McGee is a producer and songwriter on this album. So think McGee.
The influence is so there.
And Dijon, who's also a feature on the album. So it's like a mix of all those things.
All right, what else is it?
This is Way It Is.
There you go. I think this is the single. So bad news, if you like it now, we'll probably play it 1,000 times for you in the next week. This is a good song. This is good. I love it. All right, what else you got?
And then this is the last clip we have for you, Things You Do. This is about Hayley.
Is it a nice song?
I feel like there's very apparent songs about her. Like, I think when it's Go Baby, clearly, about Hayley. The bar for him to be like literally phone case with lip gloss on it. I was like, all right, settle down.
Yeah, we got it.
But it's cool. It's so cool. It's so good. I'm so excited. Yeah. It's all I care about. I can't wait to leave so I can just listen to it by myself in my car and cry.
Oh, well, we got a whole show.
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Happy Friday.
Yo, listen, we it's brand new Justin it's Day, man. Deal. Like,
we haven't had a new album in 4 years.
Yeah. Initial thoughts on brand new Justin. Let's go around the studio. Jess? Let's go to Jess last. She's going to need a second.
That's
As let me tell you, I'm not a huge Justin fan. I'm neutral. Like I'm like a 6 out of 10. Mm. He's good. He's good. Mm. I liked it. I think it's a good song. Yeah. It's got a good vibe to it. It's a little R&B-ish. Two thumbs up. I give it 2 thumbs up. I like it. Charlotte, thoughts? Initial.
I liked it. Yeah. I could definitely hear the McGee in it. Uh-huh. A little
McGee.
Bit.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Did you call it McGee?
It's McGee.
I thought
McGee.
McGee.
It's okay.
She got it from McDonald's.
It's okay. McGee, the artist. Right.
Okay. Charlotte's done with that.
No, I wasn't done. Okay, I wasn't done, actually. I'm really excited to listen to the rest of the album. I think I was rocking most with Daisies from the sample, my vibe type stuff.
I'll play Daisies too.
Daisies is, I think that's going to be the first song that we play on this station.
Here's a second from Daisies too. Maybe. Every
Psychic
song
Jess.
Has a similar, different vibes. So here's Daisy. Like, the way you got me all in my head.
Like, this is about to be like a summer song for me.
Yeah. Oh my God, song of the summer!
So this sounds so different, you know?
So that was like, so some tea. I mean, and poor JB, he was so upset when this happened. But like, there was the tiniest clip of that that was actually leaked before it was supposed to be.
People so upset.
So immediately I was like, I have to listen to that in its entirety. And yeah. It's just more mystical and magical than I could have ever imagined. Like, think of like McGee vibes, Dijon vibes, like JB soulful R&B vibes. And it's just so raw. It's so authentic. And I just literally, all I'm doing is texting Garage Boy on the side. And we're talking about every single song. And I cannot wait to go home and like lay on my floor and just hold hands with him and listen to this album from beginning to end. I'm so excited. Oh my
God. All right. That's new Justin. It's out today. Hey, text us your thoughts. Like, what do you think? It's kind of a different sound than maybe you're used to. So we want to know what you think too. 410-583-1065. You want to get a mix group consensus this morning.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, right now though, $1,000 in free gas. Play these seven questions. See how you do. Caller number 10, who is this? Hey.
Good morning, this is Jen.
Jen, what's going on?
Hey, Jen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Jen, have you played before?
I have.
Jen, do you have a nickname? We have like 38 Jens that have played this game. Do you have a nickname or no?
I do not.
You're just Jen. How about that? You're just Jen. Yeah, you're just Jen.
Sounds good.
Welcome back, just Jen. Glad to have you here. You ready to go again?
I'm ready. All right, Let's do it.
From now on, when you call in, you're just Jen, okay?
Okay.
All right, just Jen. Let's go for this. I know you know how to play, but let's refresh the old think tank and everyone else. Just play these questions in your car. See how you do. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and you just have to say pass. But then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Just Jen, you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number one, in what sport do athletes compete by vaulting over a horizontal bar with the aid of a pole?
Pole vaulting.
Correct. Question number two, what is the name of the city where Disney's Aladdin takes place?
Agrabah.
Correct. Question number three, what kind of animal is the mascot for Geico Insurance?
A gecko.
Correct. Question number four, what pop band fronted by three brothers made the hit Sucker?
Jonas Brothers.
Correct. Question number five. If you plant six rows of flowers with eight flowers in each row, how many flowers did you plant?
Six, nine, eight. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Six rows, eight flowers.
46.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's not. Just Jen. We were killing it today,
too. Wait, just Jen, was all of that just like your own knowledge? Did you have to Google anything else before the flowers question?
She was killing it.
No, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
Girl, you were killing it. You were on fire today,
and honestly,
too.
I don't think you should feel that bad about the math question because you literally were just too off. It's 48, not 48. 46.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You almost had enough flowers today.
So just I feel like you
off.
Should definitely yeah. be proud of yourself because, like, you were crushing yeah. it.
Not bad at all.
So, no way. Yeah, girl. Seven.
No, yeah. you're good. You're good. Let's see how you would have done on 6 and 7. Okay, so number 6, what is the name of the large public market in Baltimore that's been operating since 1782?
I feel better now. I feel better. At least,
yeah, me too.
At least you wouldn't know this one off the
top
of your head.
It's okay. Lexington Market.
Lexington Market.
Yeah. I knew that one. Yeah. yeah.
And then this last one, on a standard keyboard, what letter is to the left of T?
Do you know? Okay. I do feel a little bit better.
R.
It's R. It yeah, correct. R. That yep. one's hard because it's like you. It's like your hands are there, but yeah. you've never really looked. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, they gotta look down for that one.
But you did a really good job, just Jen. I'm so proud
oh,
of you. Especially
man,
for
I
a
can't
Friday girl.
It, but I wouldn't. All right, thank you.
No, Jen, it's all good. Hey, it's all good. You came back in on fire today. It's all good. So, listen, you know how this works. Next week, we'll come back. Don't forget, this weekend, too, we have our dog adoption event, and everybody's looking forward to that. It's called All Paws Home tomorrow, and we're going to try to get 106 dogs either adopted or fostered over at Bark. So spread the word for us if you would. And then Monday, we're going to come back with 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free dash and gas, okay?
Thank you.
Have a good day, Just Jen, and make sure to head to Dashen for their country breakfast stackadilla. They've also got the Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen.
Do you and your partner have trust? Let's find out together.
Where hearts collide and love gets warmer. Ooh, it's the couple's corner.
This is for all the lovers in the house. For the latest relationship news, let's slide into the couple's corner with your girl, Jess. Come on in, Jess.
Oh, I'm in here. Oh, I'm in here, my guy. Welcome to Couples Corner with me, where I bring you the latest couple drama, the love stories, the breakups, and the makeups heard around the world. You know, my husband, Garage Boy, and I just hit 1 year of marriage, so consider me as your love-obsessed bestie. And today, friends, today's topic is trust.
Okay.
Now, this is scientific. This isn't just coming from my heart, but this is also coming from the books.
Okay.
Harvard-trained psychologist Dr. Courtney Warren works with couples and has found that the ones who really trust each other tend to say the same things to one another, using these particular phrases with one another can be a really strong sign of trust. So the phrases that she says should be relationship goals for all of us start with, you see me as I am, or something similar, I appreciate that I can be myself with you. But this is a long list. So before I give you a couple more of these, like, what do you think would be included on this scientifically proven list of phrases
that you trust each other?
That you and your partner are saying to each other that show that you trust one another.
Like, can I tell you that when you told me this list idea, I was like, the first thing that came to my mind is, where you been?
That's definitely not on here.
Where you been?
So those are pickup lines.
No, like, where you been? Like, where you been at? But then you get into this and I'm like, oh.
No, these are signs different. That you trust each other. Trust like, each other. What are you saying to your partner? God. That shows that you trust one another.
You see me? God, you know, trust is not my expertise. That is definitely not a strong suit of mine. Things like, I feel very warm around you.
No. Charlotte, do you have one to add to the class?
I feel very warm.
You're
asking the something two about people like, about this.
Something about, like, respect or like supporting your like dreams.
We're going respect and dreams.
So on the list is, you know, the simple, I trust you.
Oh, I trust you.
You know what I mean?
We were going to say that next.
That was the next one.
We were going, I trust you. Yeah.
Another one that shows a sign of trust. We'll get through this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Together.
Something on this list as well that's going to show that you and your partner have trust. Go out and have fun with your friends. What do you guys think about that one?
Nice.
Yeah. Do you, and be honest with yourself when you say, do you say that to your partner? Like, can you actually tell your partner to go out and have fun with their friends?
And do you mean
and
it?
And do you mean it?
And you want them
because
to have fun.
I'll be honest. Like, with my ex-wife, I didn't really say that.
You didn't say it because you didn't want her to have
Man,
fun?
Man, because her friends, no, because like her friends be wilding. Her and her friends be wilding too much. Like, y'all, she wouldn't tell me, this is what my ex-wife did. And okay. This is why I didn't trust her. Like, she like went to a music festival.
Uh-huh.
And like my one thing was like, hey, just all I'm asking is just call me every night just so that I know you're okay. That's all I'm asking. Mm. She literally went a whole night without calling me.
Did you
text? I'm like, no text, no call, no nothing.
No text is wild.
So I'm like freaking out. And the next day I'm like, what happened? She was like, oh, I don't know. I just didn't feel like checking in. I'm like, you didn't feel like checking in.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why we didn't trust each other. We're divorced now.
So, you know, with Couples Corner, to circle back to Couples Corner, I would say something else on this list that is added to the phrases that you can use to trust your partner is, can we talk? So maybe when you are in a situation like that, just sending a clear, like, hey, can we talk?
It wasn't.
Can we check in?
It didn't go like that.
You know what I mean?
It was not very, can we talk? No.
So maybe take a step back and add this to your vocabulary if you haven't said one of these nice things to your partner lately.
We learned a lot today.
That would require a partner.
There you go. Yeah, that's true.
No, Jess, I respect and love it.
There you go.
Well, that's a couple's corner with Jess.
Very nice.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Hey, Lauren from Owings Mills, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I'm going to demand an apology from my husband because I found his pros and cons list about him deciding if he was going to marry me or not.
Wow.
Wait, where did you even find this?
So we're getting ready to move and everything. I'm not like going through his stuff. I'm packing everything up. Just in one of the drawers, there was an old legal pad. And there it is in all its glory, just like on one page. Pros and cons. And I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about it.
Well, were there more pros or were there more cons? It doesn't sound good from the way you're reacting, I'm assuming.
Well, the pros, I guess, are sweet. I'm loyal. I'll be a great mom. Mm-hmm. We laugh together.
Okay.
Yeah. But those cons, man, those cons really are hitting me hard.
Yeah. What were they?
Okay. So the one that really wrecked me is he said, I don't inspire him. Just feel safe. Quote, quote.
That doesn't feel good to see on paper from your partner for sure.
So what did he say when you told him about it?
I haven't been able to bring this up to him yet. It's just been like going around in my head.
Oh, he doesn't know that you know. About...
He doesn't know that I know.
Oh.
Maybe he's noticed that something is wrong because I've been very quiet. So I'm demanding an apology.
So obviously this list was made 11 years ago. Is there any part of you that can maybe resolve with the fact that that was such a long time ago? And like, I'm sure that's not something that he means anymore.
It doesn't inspire
but
me.
But it's just that he wrote it in the first place.
Mm.
And it's like, he needs to apologize for just like ever seeing me that way. And I need to know if it's like still how he feels. Like, did he marry me out of comfort instead of love?
To validate you on this side, I don't think any of us would feel great knowing that our potential partner had to make a pros cons list to make a decision if they wanted to marry us or not.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I was going to ask you, like, is that like something that like men do?
No,
like,
no,
I don't know.
No, no.
How old were you guys when you got married?
We were 25.
Yeah, so it's been
I mean,
some time.
That's
but like,
definitely on the younger side. Like, I'm not the same person I was when I was 25.
It's true. So things have changed.
Yeah.
Okay, does she deserve an apology for this, though, is the real question.
I mean, my feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
So.
No, your feelings are hurt, absolutely.
But
I think
like,
the apology, just because you're so hurt, and I know that you want that, but I think more than anything, I'm sure you need the clarification on what that means, because I know that that would be in the back of anyone's head if they saw that written about themselves. And I can understand if you why you would want clarification on where he was coming from at that point.
But hang on, why are we doing this on the radio? Like, why not just talk to him about this?
I'm incredibly embarrassed by all of this, and it's just making me feel very insecure. I would love some reassurance. But also, you know, I don't enjoy this feeling of being embarrassed so much. And so I just feel like he needs to be embarrassed as well.
Okay.
Should I lose y'all? Is that where?
No.
Is that too? Is it too?
Hey, I mean, I listen, your emotions are your emotions. I don't know how I would feel knowing there's a pros cons list about me. I think we're still on the same mission here. Here's the point. Is that Lauren found a pros cons list that her husband made before they got married. And she doesn't feel good about it because the thing about it doesn't inspire me and just feels like the safe option. So if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, we reach out to the person in question and we say, hey, hi, we host a radio show. and we've got somebody that wants to bring you on a segment about forgiveness. We're just not going to tell you who it is. Trent's agreed to come on, but he doesn't know. He literally, y'all, he's coming in blind to this. So, like, how's he going to react? So, Lauren, I'll bring in Trent, but just don't let him know that you're on until we give him a chance to guess who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Hang on for 1 second then. Let me get in Trent. Hi, Trent. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
Thank you again for agreeing to come on today, man. We appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely, no problem.
So I know that Charlotte explained to you when she called that this is our forgiveness segment. There is somebody on that either wants to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. Anybody come to mind overnight? Maybe that would want to bring you on.
Is it Ruben?
It's not Ruben. So the person that wants to bring you on today is your wife.
Why?
Well, before we got married, I guess you had to make a pros and cons list to figure out if you really wanted to do that or not. Yeah, because I found your pros and cons list.
Does that ring a bell of making a pros cons list?
I don't see how, like, you forgot about it because I was the safe option. Like,
No,
baby, look, I was young. I was trying to make like a huge life decision, and I needed to process things. I don't know where you would have found it. I don't know how it would be kept. I promise. It's not like some kind of important document.
Okay. I think that's what I kind of wanted to get clarification on. Like, but then also, can you also maybe share why you felt the need to write a pros and cons list about making a decision to marry your now wife?
That was just the way that I was processing things.
But, I mean, you wrote down specifically that I didn't inspire you. Yeah. I was safe. What does that mean?
It's meant like you're stable, like you're consistent, like you're somebody that I trust. But with Becca, with my ex, we would write music and just stay up all night playing guitar and just like hop in the car and drive across country and do all kinds of like crazy stuff, and it was so. It was so exciting. It was so up and down, you know, with her is what I mean. But then, and with you, it was just calm. It was chill, which is what I love now.
Mm. You wrote it down as a reason not to marry me.
Right.
I'm carrying that around. Like, are you looking at me with regret? Like,
baby, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
The apology's not really doing anything for me.
Wait, so you don't accept the apology?
So it's feeling like it's just really hard to accept right now.
I mean, I feel like you have to accept the apology if you'd like to move forward. As far as, like, I'm not going to tell her those feelings are supposed to go away, because saying I'm sorry doesn't make the hurt go away. But like, as far as, like, you guys being able to move forward from this, I would say that, Lauren, eventually you're going to have to accept his apology.
But I think accepting it would be like a great place to start this. That's exactly what the man
I just don't know what else he's supposed to say.
Right. Would you be okay if we took phone calls on that? Because I mean, to me, it's like this is where it starts. Like, he apologized, right? Like, it made sense.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to hear some outside perspective.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Michelle in Bel Air. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Should she accept the apology, you think, or does she still hold on to this?
She should accept it. Now, her feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. They are. And she's hurting right now.
Yeah.
But he sounded incredibly sincere.
Right.
She cannot. She needs to stop and think that she's not the same person that she was 11 years ago
valid.
Either.
Absolutely.
They've grown up together. Mm-hmm. They've grown with each other. I bet if you rewrote that list now, it would be completely different.
Like, that's a good point.
Yeah. So Her feelings are valid. She is hurt right now, but he definitely sounded sincere. Yeah. I don't hear any red flags.
And same here. That's a good point. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Serena and Timonium on 3.
Serena, does Lauren need to accept the apology, you think?
Absolutely not.
No.
I would never accept that myself. It's insulting. The fact that he made that means that he was comparing one woman to another. It's insanity. And he kept that as a trophy. You cannot tell me that he didn't keep that, you know, like by accident or anything like that. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know that I believe that. But so if this happened to you, what would you do in this situation? Like, would you just, like, what would your play be?
I mean, honestly, I think I'd probably take steps to divorce him or leave him or
really?
Make him embarrassed extreme level. Yeah, because he's still thinking about that other woman.
Wow. Okay.
100%.
All right. Mm. I guess we're like tied up then. Who do we talk to, Jess?
This is Nikki in Hamilton on 4.
Okay, Nikki, we'll give you final vote. I mean, do you feel like Laura needs to accept the apology?
Absolutely. She called in for an apology.
Right.
He gave it to her, and then now you just changed the rules. And no, I don't think it wasn't a comparing to another woman. She literally said a pros and cons list, which even if it's not written down, we go over pros and cons in our head about major decisions. Mm. So I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah.
And if you with somebody who's ever been with another person, then you just have to live with that. It's not like he didn't have a relationship in the past, but no, she needs to forgive him. It's 11 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, Laura, most people are saying that, like, it's probably time to, like, at least start the forgiveness process. If you want to move forward with this, you know, like, it's just...
I know. I mean... Yeah, I think it's just I need time. I'm just still hurt about it right now. I do love my husband. I love him so much. This is why it hurts so much.
Of course.
And I feel like you have every right to have that feeling right now.
I'm very sorry that it hurt so much. It didn't mean that at all or what you feel about it. And I'm very sorry, and I want you to forgive me so we can move on.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Can someone please explain to me why you find pimple popping so amazing? like so relaxing, so fun, I guess, is the question. Jess, do you get...
I love it.
You love it. You're one of these people.
I definitely identify as a pimple popper.
Yeah, Charlotte, are you?
Yeah, I actually have a bit of like skin picking OCD.
What is it? Mm. You guys are going to have to explain this to me. Let me explain where I'm at right now. So, you know that thing that's growing on my leg right now? I got this.
It's still there?
It's still there, by the way.
What?
It's still there.
Oh,
so
that would have been popped ages ago.
Years ago.
Eons ago.
Sunday, I had this like, I got this thing, y'all. I noticed this thing on Sunday, and it's like this, it looks like an infected hair follicle, but it kept getting like bigger and bigger. So I called Teladoc, and she's like, I don't know. It looks like some kind of like little boil and hair growth infection.
Is it it's just a bad ingrown hair?
Well, she's like, I can't tell. I'm Teladoc. What do you want me to do? You
know, you
paid $10 for this doctor visit. What do you want?
You know?
So, she's like, take these pills and this cream for a couple of days. If it's not good in a couple of days, though, you need to go see like a real doctor. Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, I posted it on my Instagram, right? Just goofing around. And my concussion doctor called me of all people. And she's like, man, I gotta be honest with you. You gotta go get that thing drained. That doesn't look good. Mm. So, I got it today. I gotta get it drained. So I was telling my friend this, last night. She goes, oh my God, will you please video record getting it drained. I want to watch that so bad.
I mean, there's accounts like on social media of literally that and like pimple popping and like pulling out ingrown hairs and like all that kind of stuff.
I was like, wait, what? I thought she was kidding at first. She's like, no, I want to watch.
Have you
never
seen videos like that?
No.
Really?
You've never seen Dr. Pimple Popper?
I mean, I've heard of it, but like I've heard of Dr. Pimple Popper, the show,
If you post it and share it, like especially on TikTok, that's probably going to be the first time that you go viral, to be honest.
Literally.
So why? Can someone explain this to me? Why are you so fascinated by pimple popping? What? Because you're both self-proclaimed pimple poppers. Why is that so gratifying to you? As a non-pimple poppy, I think it's gross, disgusting. I don't want to. It's my own leg boil. I'm not going to watch it happen today. Why do you like it?
I don't know. Maybe if it's like you want to see how it ends and the process of it all. Like, I swear to you, this is not a joke. Garage Boy and I will sometimes like literally watch those videos together.
Oh my God.
We'll go on like a rabbit hole and just keep like scrolling and scrolling.
But like the pus,
and we'll just kind of be like, go, Doug, like, come on, you can do it. Like, come on.
It's like you cheer it on. Like,
kind of. Yeah. Like,
and
it's
there's
weird.
Definitely like certain kinds of pimples that like I prefer.
Totally.
Seeing those kinds. Like,
yes.
I don't like. Like yours, to be honest, I probably would not want to see. Those do gross me out when they're super like liquidy and
I'm kind of more of
looking.
Like a blackhead kind of vibe.
I'm a blackhead girly.
It's the blackheads.
So. It's the blackheads I don't know if it's just because like those irritate me personally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, I want to see it cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe.
I actually have a theory on like, because I do have a bit of like skin picking OCD, I've had to like think about this over the years. I think it's that it gives me a sense of like control, maybe.
Interesting.
Like, if I really think about it, I'm like, that must be what's going on here. Cause I've noticed that like my urge to do that comes up more when I feel not in control of my own life. So it's like,
when I'm stressed, pick up my face more for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking to you, you self proclaimed pimple poppers. I've got to get this bump on my leg drain today. I'm
yeah,
like,
the
why,
draining
why
thing.
Like
I'm
it?
Probably. I probably won't watch the draining
my
thing.
My friend wants
but
me
your
to tape
friend,
it.
Obviously,
to,
that's her vibe.
And she's
so
being
like,
serious.
Maybe there's. I'm sure that there's.
I'm
a,
sure
a
the
community
doctor
for that.
Would be happy to. Some nurse would be happy to do a little video action for you.
Text in the 443. Something about the before and after. It's like chaos to clean slate. Mm. It's the weirdest form of therapy.
Yeah.
I guess there's just something about like gratification to that.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Text in the 410 because it's like winning a gross little game. If you get it all in one squeeze, it's chef's kiss.
Oh, I mean, my God.
Okay. Thought we would just do some phones really quick. Let's see. Amber in Columbia wants to talk about pimple popping. We were just talking a couple seconds ago about how I've got to go get this thing, ingrown hair. Oh, it's gross. I got to go get it drained. Amber, you also like pimple popping. Is that your thing too?
It's just satisfying. And then there's like ingrown toenail videos.
Dude, I can't do the toenails. God. I can't do the toenails, but Garage Boy will watch those. I think those are like just too painful for me personally.
Y'all, this
like,
sounds terrible. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Like, imagine like the relief that someone feels.
That's
like,
true.
Oh my God.
Oh, so to you, it's just like, it's like the sensation of being like, oh, that must feel so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we want to see it get out. Like we want to see it removed.
Okay, so maybe that's some of it too. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got their own reason. So that's really interesting, Amber. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
have a good one. Yeah, see you. Let's see. Who's up next? This is Penelope. Oh, Penelope. What's up, Penelope? What's going on? Totally different topic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was actually just wanted to let you know I'm really excited about the adoption event coming up this weekend. I was wondering if you could tell me more about like what goes into fostering and how that all works.
So, in case you don't know what we're talking about, we have a massive project tomorrow called Kramer and Jess's All Paws Home Project with Barks.
Yeah, we're so excited. It's tomorrow, Saturday, July 20th. All Paws Home is our event that we're partnering with Barks for to get 106 animals into loving homes, whether it's adoptions or fostering. If you don't know, Barks is constantly overflowing, constantly over capacity, and they don't turn any animal away. Keep that in mind as well. This is also the biggest shelter in the state, but the issue is they're over capacity. So our goal is to lean on our amazing listener family and help them get animals into loving homes.
You know what? That's actually a really good question. Let me see if I can get Noelle on the phone. Noelle is our human over at Barks, because I want to get like full information about, because fostering is a great way you can help out tomorrow too. If you can't take a full-time, you know, adoption pet into your home, fostering could be a great option for you.
Hello.
Hi, Noelle. It's Kramer and Jess.
Hi.
Hi. We have a lovely caller on that has a question about fostering. Can you give us just some more information about that with Barks?
So anybody can foster, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a long-term commitment either.
Oh.
And they could just commit to a weekend, to an overnight, or a long-term until that animal gets adopted.
Oh, that's incredible. So it wouldn't even have to be a big thing.
How much does it help for someone to foster? Like, what does that do for you guys?
If we didn't have foster homes, we would be out of space every single day. Mm. So it's a huge help to us all year round, especially in the summer when we are typically fuller than we are the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But it does mean another life saved. Even if they're not adopted, they're just fostered, that's an open kennel for another animal in need. And
right.
so we really, really rely on our foster families. Mm-hmm. It's a great break for that animal from the shelter short term. And we can also have people just go on our website and fill out the foster application ahead of time to speed up the process ahead of the event. That's going to make it easier for everybody all around.
Is it sad to foster? Like, do you get sad when you have to like give the pet back? Because I just feel like I might get attached. Like with people that do foster, do you find that to be their reaction?
You know, for our fosters who regularly foster all the time, they will tell you that they get so much joy out of fostering and finding those animals home that they continue to do it, knowing that each animal that gets adopted means that they can help out another one.
Aww.
And that alone brings them so much joy that they never feel sad about it. And then for other people, when they do just short-term fostering, they do it every now and then, sometimes they do fall in love and keep that animal, and that's great. If that animal gets adopted by the foster, that's a wonderful outcome. But otherwise, I think people really do find so much joy in finding that animal a home that if they don't fall in love themselves, they find the right fit, and that's a great outcome.
Penelope, does that sound good to you?
No, that sounds perfect. That's 100% something that I can do, and I'm excited to help
good.
A dog transition from one place to the next, what could be better?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. Like we said, it's 106 adoptions or fosters. And so, again, it's kind of like this temporary home. If you can't take on a big commitment, like a full-time adoption, fostering could be a great option for a lot of people. So,
Penelope, we're so excited to see you tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll stop by and say hi.
That's amazing. So it's All Paws Home. And if you go, it's going to be at Barks tomorrow, 10 until 8. It's a 10-hour adoption event. All fees waived, adopting or fostering 106 animals. Can we do it? Get to our website, mix1065baltimore.com. It's got all the details. We are going to play a little round of Friday Criday.
It's time for Friday Criday. Feels good to let it out.
It's already time for the tears, everybody. Welcome to Friday Cry Day. If you've never done one of these with us before, it might sound a little cruel. It's not. It's not. Jess is a very sensitive person, and we decided at the end of the week to make a little game out of this because she cries a lot, man. She'd just be crying. She'd be crying because she's happy, sad, mad, just whatever. So what we decided to do is turn this into a game where she's going to tell you three potential reasons why she cried as a sensitive person. Three potential reasons of why she may have cried as a sensitive person this week. And you're going to try to guess out of these three stories what was the real cry this week. Now, let's get going. Let's play with Friday Criday. Story number one.
Story number one. So another discontinued item in my life, and I experienced a heartbreak again. One of my favorite brands, Belladonna, has a makeup line called Sweet Street Cosmetics, and
I am obsessed with their matte liquid lipstick in the shade 1993. Literally the year I was born. Okay, this is destiny. This liquid lipstick was made for me. And it's my favorite color. I literally wear it every time I go anywhere. And I went to go buy some more. And it can't be found on the website. And I'm like, you've got to be flipping kidding me. Okay. I message and I publicly message on like a ton of their posts on both accounts. I DM them privately. I go online. I'm like, yo, where's 1993? And they're like, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, we don't plan on restocking that shade anytime soon. I was so devastated. I mean, it's in my bag right now. Like, I literally started crying because I'm like, you guys, I'm begging for crumbs. Like, is there anything left? I'll pay you whatever you want. Like,
just make one more.
They're like, no.
Why does everything you love get discontinued?
Pasta Napolitana at Cheesecake Factory. Yes. Original Chicken Crispers at Chili's. And now 1993 from Sweet Streets Cosmetics.
There's some kind of life karma in here for you somewhere, I'm sure. Okay, story number two.
Well, on the flip side, McDonald's snack wraps are back. And this is what gives me hope in life, because it's like, if they're going to bring snack wraps back after almost a decade, then anything can make a comeback. So I haven't had these things since like 2016. So of course I pull up and I go and I get my snack wrap, and it felt like this like long distance reunion with an old friend, like just like a warm hug. And it literally brought me to tears.
All right. Story number three. Hope it's not that
story one. Number three. As we've mentioned numerous times on the show today, Justin Bieber released his new album. Okay. This is the first one in 4 years. I have been a Belieber since day one. I also literally manifested this yesterday, like completely unwarranted. The way you got daisies! And then yesterday, after I talk about this on the show, just like feeling it in my soul, I see these billboards going up in Iceland, LA, Times Square of like photos in a track list. And I'm like, wait, am I psychic? Am I that so Raven? Like, did I just call this before he even dropped it?
Jess, when
I
tell you, manifest the Justin.
When I tell you that I listen, I mean, I'm like 5 seconds into the first track of Swag.
Yeah.
Tears are streaming down my face because, and it's not even a sad song. Like, I was just so overwhelmed. Because there's something that I'm sorry, but like, you can just, maybe it's not Justin Bieber for you. Maybe it's NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block. I don't know, but there's something that this man does to me where I am not in control of myself, especially when he shaves his head and he's back in his bag. Like, I'm unwell.
He's
and
back
I'm
back in his what?
Like, he's just back in his bag.
You've never heard that?
Mm-mm. Is that good or bad?
It's good.
It's incredible.
Okay.
It's literally what we live for.
You strive to be back in your bag.
Got it.
And I'm crying this morning, you guys.
Just pick that one. Just pick that one. Let's just wrap the week up. Just pick that one. Let's go to Christy and Elijah. What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Elijah. Hi, Christy.
We've got some Kids Bop Live tickets, if you guys can get this right today. Which one actually made Jess cry, you think?
Number 3, Bieber Fever.
Bieber Fever?
Okay, Elijah.
I mean, Elijah, it's a solid guess, man. I mean... It's a solid guess. All of them were a little silly this week, but
silly, dude. Like, that's like rough for me.
They were a little silly. Jess, what was it? Was it the Justin Bieber one?
Elijah, I am in fact sick with Bieber fever right now.
She's got a temperature of 106. Correct. We're concerned.
Oh my gosh! Congratulations, you guys! Thank you so much for listening this morning. This is so much fun.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Oh my gosh, you too, guys. Don't go anywhere. Hang on one second. Well, it should have been no surprise that what, Jess cried over Justin Bieber?
I was just literally crying. It's so good.
Well, she can't wait
to get
off.
I have one more hour. I have one more hour.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.